How much do parents really want to know about the DNA of their newborns? A decade ago, it seemed inevitable that every newborn child would get a complete gene scan. The gene scan might even replace the standard blood tests to screen for disease. That is not looking likely soon, but the idea is raising concerns. Here's NPR science correspondent Richard Harris.
One of the big questions about running gene scans on newborns is how families will receive and make sense of that information. Christine Kim volunteered for a study at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that focused on that question when she was pregnant.
I think when it's your first, you want to be as prepared as possible, even though there's no way to actually prepare for the experience.
After her baby girl was born, she had the standard blood test to look for certain rare genetic disorders. The baby got a cheek swab, too, so researchers could sequence all of her genes. Both tests gave her a clean bill of health. But it was more of a balancing act when Kim and her husband had to decide about learning about genes that could affect their child later in life.
On the chance that they did identify something, would we need to put it in her medical records? What does that mean for future health insurance?
It's currently illegal to base health insurance coverage on genetic information, but Kim and her husband worry about the efforts to weaken those Obama-era protections.
We did have some discussions about, like, well, is it ethical if she's not 18 yet, and should we have access to that information? But I think something else that was interesting to us was that it would give us information about our own genetic information.
Right.
And I think that, I don't know, maybe that's selfish, but I was very curious about that too.
That turned out to be eye-opening. Kim says their baby carries a genetic variant that puts her at elevated risk of a disease as an adult. For privacy reasons, she doesn't want to be more specific. And Kim learned that if the baby has that variant, she has it too. That has made her more vigilant about her own health.
Now I've given the information to my family, and it was suggested that my sisters and my mom also get tested.
This wasn't the point of the newborn screening, but it's certainly a consequence. And it plays into the conversation over whether to make DNA sequencing of newborns routine. Dr. Cynthia Powell at UNC helped run the study, which was published in June. She says it's clear from her study that parents must get a chance to make an informed choice about how much information to receive, just the basics relating to their newborn or everything that could be actionable in the coming years.
We found that most people who were allowed that choice, about 70% of individuals, wanted information in all of the categories that we offered.
Her study and others show that despite their high-tech gloss, genetic tests are actually much worse than the standard heel prick test at picking up metabolic disorders like PKU. Those conditions are the main reason newborns get a blood test at birth. So DNA tests aren't going to replace the standard testing without a lot more research. But there are reasons to consider the DNA test as a routine add-on, Powell says.
There are other conditions that we have no screening test for, conditions that could predispose a child to cancer or other neurological conditions that are potentially treatable.
Dr. Robert Green from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston voiced one view about doing that during a meeting on the subject in late June organized by the National Institutes of Health.
If sequencing reveals health risks at any point in life, and that if that's good, then it's better to do it early.
Why wait to find out potentially useful information? One reason not to go all in for genetic testing at birth is that, unlike the blood tests, these genetic tests can be freighted with worries about privacy and personal preferences. Dr. Jennifer Puck from the University of California, San Francisco, said it would be a mistake to bring all those thorny issues to a test that is now so widely embraced that parents aren't even asked about it.
The newborn screening programs we have enjoy a huge amount of public trust, and we have to preserve that trust.
Scientists at the meeting did agree that there can be good reasons to sequence a child's genes if a child is sick and doctors don't know why. That's the story Patricia Bass of Greensboro, North Carolina, tells me about her son, Aiden.
For the first 8 weeks of his life, he wasn't gaining weight correctly, so we kept going back to the doctor. And finally, me and my husband kept looking in his eyes, and we noticed that he had a white opaqueness, and we knew it would probably be cataracts.
That required emergency eye surgery. Aiden also had other troubles, including hearing loss and poor muscle tone. At the age of 2, it seemed he might have a rare disease.
So we had him seen by a geneticist locally, and they didn't find anything.
The Basses learned of the genetic testing study over in Chapel Hill, and they signed up. Aiden's test revealed that he has a serious genetic condition called Lowe's syndrome, which has a potentially devastating effect on everything from his kidneys to his intellect. Patricia Bass said that was bad news, but at least they knew.
You grieve a life that you thought was going to be something different than what it is, right? So that was very hard, very hard.
Have you changed the management of his disease now that you know more precisely what it is?
Yes. I mean, he has went to several more specialists than he had before, but it's changed my outlook now. I decided to say it happened for us instead of to us. And that one powerful word has really changed my life, you know, because I think about it as I was blessed and given an opportunity to love such a special soul, you know, who's really, I'm sorry, I'm going to get emotional, has changed so many people that he's met with such positivity because he lives his life with so much joy. I think I used to worry more, and I used to, now I'm just living in the moment every day.
That revelation is a far cry from the aspiration that genetic testing will transform care of children, but it is a step in that direction. Richard Harris, NPR News.